Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, Yah has something special, a truth for you. Receive it. Shalom. Yah bless you all. You may be seated. We delight in the confidence of Almighty Yahweh in Yeshua HaMashiach. There is no power delivered unto us that we can restore ourselves, that we can walk in the light of His imats, His profound truth, without the revelation of Yeshua HaMashiach. And He must be real. As the old kid Ocean would say, He's real. And He's real deep down in my soul. And so the viability of the life of Yeshua is a great desire to please Yah. And the ways of Yah are not hard unto Yisrael. But Yahweh is not like man, that He will lie. He is immutable, that He cannot lie. For what He speaks is the truth. May Yahweh bless you all. Come on, take it off.
Shalom, Yisrael.
Shalom.
It's high time, saints, that we become real.
Yes.
We're a superficial. Come on, trust in things that aren't real.
Just pinch yourself. That's what you felt is nothing compared to what is coming. And why you say that, Deacon Horn? Because we must understand, saints, that the things that we hear, these wars, as Pastor mentioned, these men that are very ruthless, they have no heart for the people. These super rich leaders. They don't care about you and I.
No.
And this is the age and time that we're living in.
Sure is, my brother.
This is a real thing, saints.
Sure is.
Hallelujah. What is transpiring in the earth today is not what you see, what we have seen in Hollywood, that we've seen movies, these aliens and bombs and these wars and the things that are fictitious.
Yes,
but this is a real thing, saints.
Yes, it is.
This is a real life.
Sure
Hallelujah. Once you pass from this life, it will never be given to you again.
Come on, my brother.
Hallelujah. So while you're living today, you better live for Yahshua.
Yes.
You better live for Yahweh.
Yes.
Because the time is short, saints.
Yes,
and we must be real.
Yes.
We cannot be fake,
no.
False followers of Yahshua HaMashiach. He's not going to have that. He's not going to have that.
No, he isn't.
We must be for real.
Yes, for real.
Like the world said, be for real, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Just be honest with me.
Yes.
Just tell me. Tell me what it takes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tell me what I need to get there, to get to the place I should be.
Yes.
And everything we need is right here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Right here in the Torah
yes.
of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Saints,
yes.
There's so many things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
What you hear and what you see is not even a microcosm
mm-hmm.
of it.
That's the truth.
There's demonic works.
Come on, brother.
Yes. There's principalities and powers
yes.
that are at work.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Yahweh Almighty has leased these things into the Olim.
Yes.
Why? Because it has been prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
It has been proclaimed throughout the ages.
Yes.
That when we see these things, we know that the coming of Yahshua
yes,
is nigh. It's coming near.
Yes.
Well, when is it? Do we know? Yes, we know. Well, how do we know, Dekorn? By the Ruah.
Come on, my brother.
Yeah.
By the Ruah.
Yes, yes.
Not only because we see and we hear, but because we have the Ruah to discern.
Yes. Yes.
And you need that in this hour. No, we're not seeking after signs.
No, my brother.
But they're there.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not scratching in, you know, through history and trying to add, you got me adding numbers and numbers and trying to put lines upon lines. We don't need that.
Yes.
Why? Because we have the Ruach of Yahweh.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What I want to emphasize tonight, saints, is that we must be real.
Yes.
Yahweh is not going to have any FFFs.
Come on, my brother.
False
mm-hmm.
followers.
Yes.
We that don't believe, I mean, we say we believe.
Come on, my brother.
It's easy to say something. Hallelujah. It's easy to say, I believe it. But is it down in your Ruach?
Yes, come on.
Is that thing really written in your lev that you are willing to give your life for it?
Yes.
Yahshua HaMashiach gave his life. Hallelujah. He came and he did everything that the Abba commanded him to do. And he said everything that the Abba commanded him to say. Why? Because he knew that this thing is real. Hallelujah. He knew that there must be a people. Why? Because Yahweh has pronounced it and proclaimed it that he is going to have a people that is going to serve him. Didn't he say that? Israel. And we're going to serve him. That he has accounted us to be kings and co-heirs. Come on, this is a real thing. This is a real life. Hallelujah. And you only have, like they say, one life in this realm to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's be real, saints. Let's be real with each other. Come on, let's stop the false pretense. Come on. Come on, if the Hava Yah is in your left, you're going to be for real. Let's stop the lying and the pretending. Hallelujah. Because the liar and the pretender, the false person, the hypocrite, is not going to stand. You're not going to last. You're going to fall. Hallelujah. You're going to be one of the ones that's going to betray or betray the house of Israel. Why? Because you're not real. Those that have left, the scripture talks, there's a scripture that says they have left from among us because by no doubt there never was a part of us. Hallelujah. And Yahweh has an elect people. Hallelujah. He have those that he has chosen. Hallelujah. And those he's going to hold on until the very end. So. Hallelujah. I bless Yahweh. Hallelujah. I want to be real, saints. I don't know about you. That's one thing that comes to mind is Pastor mentioned Evangelist Horn's name. That's one thing I can remember him when he has his, you know, his talks with me, being the oldest son. Son, he said, you know, we're going to have to be for real. I said, I love you boys.
Yes, that's all right.
That's what he would say. He said, I want to leave an example that is right. Hallelujah. So when I instruct you, son, and I tell you what to do, is because I have been there myself. And this thing is for real. Hallelujah. Life is for real. See, there's a battle. We must see, if you're not battling, something's wrong, saints. There's a battle for our souls. There's a battle for this truth that is written in our lives, saints. Hallelujah. It's the real thing. I can't emphasize that enough. It's a real thing. This battle with these demons and principalities and powers is a real thing. I war. I fight. I must have the sword of the Ruach in my hand. My feet must be shod. Hallelujah. I must have on the breastplate of righteousness. Because without it, you're not going to stand. The temptations and the trials, you're not going to stand. Hallelujah. I know I'm a young man. And I have experienced trials. Hallelujah. My faith has been tested. My love has been tested. My Ahava has been tested. Hallelujah. And it's not a plaything. This is not Hollywood. We're not going to walk through this life pretending and lying, saints. You're going to have to be for real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And not just hearers of this precious word of Yahshua, be partakers of that and not doers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Abba. I want to begin in Yokohana, John, chapter 6, verse 60. Hallelujah. And this is talking about us. We should be the disciples. And what is a disciple? It's a disciplined one. It's one that is being as under training. You have a leader. And our leader should be Yahshua HaMashiach that is showing us the way, saints. And we should follow in every footstep. Hallelujah. Every mark and path that he makes, we should follow right behind him. Why? Because we are disciples. We should be his disciplined ones. It says in Yokohana chapter 6, verse 60. It says, many, therefore, of his disciples. It says, when they had heard this. Well, what thing did they hear? What did Yahshua speak? Hallelujah. He spake the truth, the word. Why? Because he was the word. He is the word.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It says, have heard this, said. It says, this is an hard saying. Who can hear it?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
who's going to be the ones that has the ears mm-hmm. to hear?
Yes.
And the left to perceive
yes.
and understand what Yahshua HaMashiach is speaking in this hour. We say it's a hard thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who can do this?
Yeah.
Who can live without sin? Who can really strive to be sinless and blameless?
Mm-hmm.
Can this really be done? Is this just an imagination of our minds? Hallelujah. Well, if Yahshua HaMashiach did it, and if that same Ruach that dwelled in him, if it quickened his mortal body, his physical man, if you have that same Ruach and it quickened your mortal body, your physical man, you'll be able to do the same works. And he even said, greater works shall we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is I want to know what those greater works are. What is it? But we will never find out, and they will never be manifest until we first of all cut this out, this hard of hearing. Saying that this is too hard to do, living this way. I can't live this way. It's too hard. Too hard. And we should be the disciplined ones of Yah. Hallelujah. Following in Yahshua's footsteps. He had no certain dwelling place. He wandered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had a bathe as we bathe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're blessed with these essential, these things that we have, running water.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't just get in the tub and get in the shower and water pour over his body.
That's all right.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. But we say that in this hour that these things are hard.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's all right.
Who can do it? Who can hear it? Verse 61. And it says, when Yahshua knew in himself, he discerned
yes.
that his disciples, his disciplined ones, the ones that followed him,
yes.
hallelujah, the ones that said that they have gave up all
yes.
to follow him. It says that they murmured.
Yes, they
come on, saints. It said that they murmured. We murmur.
Yes.
Added. He said to them, does this offend you? Did the word offend you? Yahshua said, I am the word, do I offend you?
Yeah.
Is what I said an offense to you?
Yes, yes, yes.
As being the disciplined ones, my disciples.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Don't you know you got to go through what I'm about to go through?
That's all right, my brother.
Don't you know I'm paving these steps and I have given you and showed you the way?
Yes.
Don't you know the times are not going to always be easy?
Mm-hmm.
That there's going to be an affliction in your body? Hallelujah. The same state that I'm going to have to endure, you're going to have to endure also. And here I am walking you through, showing you the steps and the way to go. And here we are complaining and we're murmuring. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 62. What? And if you shall see the Son of Man ascend up, he says, where was he before? Hallelujah. If we see the Ruach of Yah, and we know that Yahshua HaMashiach has risen, and he has gone up, where was he before? Well, he dwelt here among us. Hallelujah.
That's all right, my brother.
Understanding the plight of man.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Enduring those things in his body, sickness and pain. The pains you have, don't you know Yahshua, he felt those very same pains. He would not be able to go to the state righteously if he could not. If he was some kind of, if I could say, what's that? What's the big word? Let me just say that intergalactical, or somebody that did not dwell in a body as we dwell and feel what we feel, it would have been no good if he was a Malachim. But no, he dwelt in flesh and experienced those things that it may be an example to us saints. Hallelujah. This walk is real. This is what you not have to do, but what you must do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read on. It says, it is the Ruach that quickens.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. It says, this flesh, the way I'm abiding right now, it doesn't mean nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Our flesh means nothing, saints. It is the ruah that means everything. It is the ruah of Yah that means everything. And he says this, listen. He says, the words that I speak to you, what I speak, what come forth out of this mouth is not from this fleshly vessel. He said, the words that I speak to you, it says that they are ruah. It says, and they are life. Verse 64. But it says this, and this is a devastating thing, saints. It says, but there are some of you, my disciplined ones, that believe not. There are some of you that are fake. Hallelujah. Some of you that are false and that and you don't believe. Hallelujah. I don't want that mark upon me tonight, saints. Well, Deacon Horn, you're crying, your voice is breaking because I want to be for real. Hallelujah. And this is the only way that we're going to walk in the truth. Hallelujah. And that we endure the things that are coming, saints. Hallelujah. There's no other way. And you must be real. The light of the Torah must dwell in your flesh and your body. Hallelujah. Like it did in Yahshua. Hallelujah. It's not the flesh that profited, but it's the Ruah. Yes. These are just cocoons. They're just the tabernacles that the Ruah of Yah should dwell in. Hallelujah. And it's only going to be for a moment, a short span of time. Hallelujah. It's quicker than if you breathe the breath in the winter cold and you see that thing dissipates and disappears, vanishes. That's what this life is. Hallelujah. So every moment, every second should be spent wisely. Understanding the times. Discerning the things that are taking place. Hallelujah. Bless you, Yah. Oh, I bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. It said, but there be some of you that believe not. For Yahshua knew from the beginning, isn't that something?
Yes, no.
Who they were that believed not. See, it says they. So it's more than one person. You understand? He said he knew what they were. And then he says this, and who? And the one, and who that should betray him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we're not going to hide sex.
No,
hallelujah. I don't want to portray, as Pastor said, this precious gift that Yahweh has sent and his son, Yahshua HaMashiach, that we trample his blood underfoot. That we take the sacrifice or the obedience that he laid upon that stake and count it as not, saints. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Verse 65. Hallelujah. And he said, therefore, said I unto you. He said that no man come to me except it were given to him by my Abba.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. Nobody, saints. Hallelujah. So there's a purpose and there's a reason why you're sitting where you are tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because you have been chosen to fill in a place to be set in the gap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there's a mandate and there's a standard. There's a measuring stick, which is Yahshua HaMashiach, that we must measure up to, saints.
Yes,
hallelujah. That we not be perjury, that we not be false. Hallelujah. That we don't be liars, backbiters. None of those things should be named among the house of Israel. Hallelujah. Verse 66. He said, from that time, many of his disciples, the disciplined ones, the ones that followed. See, they were false followers.
Mm-hmm.
They said that they went back.
Sure
they did. Well, what did they go back to?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they went back to the places where they come from.
Yes.
The things that had them in bondage.
Yes.
Hallelujah. They went back to the world.
Yes.
They went back to their homes and their places where they originated from.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Back into bondage. Back into sin. Hallelujah. Well, all they had to do was follow in the steps of Yahshua HaMashiach. Well, what made them turn, Deacon Horn? It's because of what he spoke.
Sure.
And because of what he was and what he stood for.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That's why they turned. They followed him because of the gain and what they thought they could possess physically.
Sure.
Hallelujah. But once they found out that he wanted, didn't have no certain places, no riches that was visible. Mm-hmm. Anything like that. That all he possessed was the most powerful rich of all, riches of all. And that is the word of Yah dwelling in that mortal body, in that flesh. Hallelujah. They didn't want any part of that. They said it's a hard thing. Hallelujah. You know what scripture said about a hard thing? It said because iniquity. Hallelujah. It's because iniquity dwells in you that you said that this is a hard thing. It is why you stumble. It is why you fall. It's because there is sin in the midst. Hallelujah. That is why they turned away. Hallelujah. Why? Because their deeds were reproved. Their deeds were reproved. And their acts, the things that were done in dark was exposed when Yahshua HaMashiach spoke. Hallelujah. I'll read it again. It said, from that time, many of his disciples, his disciplined ones, went back and they walked no more with him. Sad thing, saints, that we turn. When he tells us to turn at his reproof, we don't turn towards the word. We find ourselves turning away from the word. Hallelujah. And going back into that same shell that he had delivered us out of. Going back to that same sin that he has brought us from. Just look back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look where he's brought me from. Look where he brought you from. He brought us out of darkness. Hallelujah. And to this marvelous, the scripture says marvelous, cannot be expressed. Hallelujah, this marvelous light. What is this light? Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. See him, saints. Hallelujah. Have the eyes to see. Hallelujah. And the ears to hear and the heart, a left to perceive, saints. What the Ruach is speaking unto the assembly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew. Matitiah. Chapter 22, verse 34, I'm going to begin reading. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is our purpose? What is your purpose? We should have a purpose, saints. We shouldn't be here just hanging out, just seeing what's going to take place. We shouldn't be here just because this is a refuge. Hallelujah. But there's a purpose, and there should be a reason, an intent, and your life. Hallelujah. You can't ride upon my intent. That's not going to save you. Hallelujah. There must be a purpose in your life. Hallelujah. To give all. To be all. Hallelujah. For Yahshua. For Yahweh. And this cause, saints. Hallelujah. If you linger here just because my avat and my ima moved here, that's no good. Hallelujah. This thing must become real in your life, from the youngest to the oldest. To the oldest. Well, I'm here because I heard years ago, hallelujah, and I felt like this was the way to walk. Well, you better take heed then. Yes. Hallelujah, because this is the way to walk. Yes. Hallelujah. That truth you heard years ago is even the same truth now. Hallelujah. And it's just as profound then as it is now. Hallelujah. Our understanding has been tweaked up. Yes. Hallelujah. It should have.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there must be a purpose in your life that I'm going to fight on. I'm not going to give up. Hallelujah. I'm going to be that soldier, like Pastor said. I'm going to be the warrior. Hallelujah. And I'm going to stand for the cause of Yahshua HaMashiach. I'm not going to let any winds, the waves of the world, the floods of the world, let the bombs come, what may. I'm going to stay. Hallelujah. Why? Because the world's going to turn around and look for those that are the real, that are the elect ones. Hallelujah. And you can turn around and be bold. I am that person. Hallelujah. That we are the elect. Hallelujah. We're those that have stood the test of time. Hallelujah. That have held the word of Yahweh and this message of Yahshua, this tough news of the kingdom coming. We have held on to that. Hallelujah. By faith, having the Emunah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Faith. Scripture says that faith, if you have that faith, it said it is the substance. Not a substance. It is the substance. Hallelujah. That's all you need. Hallelujah. Of things hoped for. And it says, it's all you need because it is the evidence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is the proof. Hallelujah. That faith. And if you have that which is the grain of a mustard, see, isn't that a small thing? Scripture said that you should move mountains. Y'all sure say you move mountains? Hallelujah. Mountains. You think about that. These gigantic excavators, earth moving machines, dynamite, you name it, to move earth, to bore these holes in the side of these mountains, these massive structures. And yes, the scripture says that just having faith the size of the grain of mustard seed. I know that was just an example, but what a comparison, saints. Hallelujah. It said you should be able, you can move that mountain. Hallelujah. That thing that's in your way, you can cast it down and move it just having the grain. How much do we have? Hallelujah. Think about that, saints. Hallelujah. We must be real. Hallelujah. Oh, ye of little faith. Hallelujah. But yet, if you have as much as a grain of a mustard seed, scripture says that you can move mountains. Hallelujah. Nothing can stand in your way. Hallelujah. That trial you think you can't amass, you can't overcome it, you can overcome it. Hallelujah. Just have faith. Hallelujah. Have faith in who? In what? In the word of Yah. That what was spoken and what was said is going to be manifest. Hallelujah. We have the power, saints. Hallelujah. We have the power. Hallelujah. We just need to learn how to use it. Hallelujah. A warrior or a soldier must be trained. Hallelujah. And that's what Yahshua was doing. He was training his disciplined ones. That's what we're here for. When the word go forth, it's for our training. The rebuke is for our training. The reproof is for our training. The teaching is for our training. Why? That we may use this sword skillfully. Hallelujah. That we know how to hold our shield. Hallelujah. And that we know how to rush and go into battle. Not being fearful. Hallelujah. But going into it boldly. Hallelujah. That we may overcome these things. These little trials, if we can't overcome these little skirmishes now, saints, we're not going to be ready for the things that are to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not no play thing. It's not a play toy. It's not something you squeeze. No. This is real. Hallelujah. And we should be serious about the time. The laughing and the jocularity and the folly has to go. Hallelujah. We're in battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Where was that at? Matthew chapter 22, verse 34. Listen to this. It says, but when the Pharisees, the self-righteous ones, see, one thing about the Pharisees in Scripture, they believed that they had more than what the Word had, Yahshua. They believed they had the deep secret things. Hallelujah. They thought themselves highly upon, higher than the Word of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Do you think yourselves higher than the Word of Yah? And when it comes forth, well, that's not for me. No, that's not. No. Hallelujah. Scribes and Pharisees. That spirit still roams. Hallelujah. I don't want to say in the church world, but in Israel today. The spirit of the scribes and Pharisees. It says, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, look what it said, they gathered together. Hallelujah. Verse 35. It says, then one of them, and isn't this thing, and it's this something that says, which was a lawyer. Hallelujah. And if you look out in the world today, we really, well, it's just a money-making thing. They do their job and they make the money. Yes. Hallelujah. There are very few of them that's really concerned about the cause. Sure. They just do the job, pay them, and that's it. And you got the crookedness of them out there. Sure. Hallelujah. And look at this. After they gathered, one spoke up, and he was a lawyer. Now, whether what he spoke was if he had a pure intent or whether it was in contention, he still said this. Hallelujah. And the question, it says, and tempting him and saying, hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, that's all right. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Bless you, y'all. Hallelujah. Brother Pastor, are you right there, brother? Read that for me. Chapter 22 of Matthew, verse 35.
It says, then one of them, which was a lawyer,
mm-hmm.
asked him a question, tempting him, and said, teacher, what is the great commandment in the Torah?
Yeah. Isn't that something?
Yes.
See, and these supposed to be men of that study. Should be. See, but these men had a false pretense about them. See, their intent was not pure. It was not to teach and uplift the fellow man, hallelujah, that may not know, but it was to say that I know this and you do not. Hallelujah. It was to make the way, if I could say, hard. And treacherous that it was such a hard thing when the word of Yahshua HaMashiach is not. He said, take upon my yoke. Hallelujah.
Yes, that's what he said.
Which is easy. Hallelujah. This is easy. If we follow the simple steps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 37. And Yahshua said to him, he says that you should Ahava, first of all, Yahweh, your Abba, with what? All of your left. Bam. Right there.
That's right, brother.
Hallelujah. And what else? And with all of your what?
Yeah.
Of your soul? All that with lies within you?
Yes.
Your inner parts, your inner being?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, and with what?
Mm.
Ouch. All of our mind. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Help me, y'all.
Yes.
It takes all, saints. Hallelujah. And the scribes and the Pharisees, that's not what it was putting out. Or striving for is the excellence of Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. But just so there would be a name amongst them that they are the elders. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Verse 28. It says that this is the what? First and great commandment. See, you're not going to be false in this walk and obey that commandment. Hallelujah. Because upon that commandment, hinge the Torah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's what holds this together. It's what makes it work.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, if how many pages are in the average scripture?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. You're looking at over 1,000, 1,500 maybe pages. Cool. Now, if you were to carry this around everywhere you went and set it down, you know, by your fan,
uh-huh.
and it didn't have a binder, what do you think would happen? The pages would go everywhere. They'd be unorganized. Nothing would be in order. And on top of that, you would have a mess. Well, without the Ahava and loving Abba Yahweh, it would be the same way. You'd be out of order. Hallelujah. And you would have a mess. Imagine that pages be scattered everywhere if there wasn't a hinge or a bind on this Torah book right here. Hallelujah. And also what a hinge does on the door, it supports the door.
Mm-hmm.
If it's the right hinge, it don't matter how heavy that door is, that hinge will support it and that hinge will do the job. Well, what? Allowing access and an opening.
That's all right.
All right?
All right.
That is what the true and the pure Ahava of Yah is when you love Him. Okay? And you must get that first. Now let's read on. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. And it says, let me read verse 39 again. I'm sorry, verse 38. It says that this is the first and great commandment. And it says, and the second is like to it.
Yes, it is.
It is a mirror image.
Sure it is.
It's like unto it. Mm-hmm. It says that you shall love your neighbor, your fellow man,
sure.
whether he be the man above you or below you, as what?
Sure.
Yourself. Hallelujah. Could those scribes and those Pharisees do that?
No, my
Hallelujah. Why? Because first of all, they didn't love Abba Yahweh with all. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So therefore, they could not love their fellow man. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
With the pure love, Ahava of Yah. But once you have the Ahava of Yah and you love Yahweh, hallelujah, then all these things predicate upon that.
Sure
hallelujah.
Everything.
Because then you can love your fellow man. You, we that are false, you that are false.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I speak to the house of Israel. You will never come to the understanding of Torah truth and what Yahweh has invested until you have that first, that you love Abba Yahweh with all of your love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And a false, fake follower cannot do that. Hallelujah. 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 And listen to this. In chapter 22 of Matthew, verse 40, it says, on these two.
Yes.
All right? Now, on most doors, you're not just going to have one hinge. And they do have some doors that have a complete hinge, but they're very few, okay? Most doors are going to have two or three hinges.
Sure is.
Okay? A door's not going to work properly with a hinge at the top,
no.
One at the bottom, or one in the middle. It will not work right. But listen to this. Because it says that on these two,
yes.
It says commandments.
Uh-huh.
Hang or hinge,
yes.
All the Torah of the Shalishim of the prophets.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Sure.
Hallelujah. What is that Torah?
Yes.
It's the word of Yah.
Yes.
That's that Torah.
Yes.
That word is Yahshua HaMashiach.
Sure.
Hallelujah. So we must have that saints.
Mm-hmm.
And we be for real with one another. I want to be for real with my brother Dale.
Yes.
I want to be for real with my pastor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pastor David Roberts. I want to be a fault. A fake.
Yes.
I'm pretending to be one that's submissive. Then I go out from amongst him and I'm the opposite. That's not going to work. I want to be for real.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want to be for real with my fellow brothers and sisters here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Those that I don't see, those that may be listening.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That is my desire. That's what I'm striving for. That is my purpose. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And that should be in all of us saints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless
you, Abba. Hallelujah. Because we all have responsibilities, saints. Hallelujah. We must fulfill them. Whether you understand it now, or farther on down the road, hallelujah, we all have responsibilities. And it takes us all doing our part, hallelujah, for the ship to sail, hallelujah, smoothly in the way it should sail. Hallelujah. Because if not, there's going to be hindrances. Hallelujah. Bless you, y'all. The same chapter. In Matthew, but I'm going to go to chapter 23, the same book, but chapter 23, and I'll begin at verse 12.
That's all right.
Hallelujah. I want to talk a little bit just about exalting, when you exalt yourself. See, that's what the scribes and the Pharisees did. Hallelujah.
Right.
Really, they had nothing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. They really had nothing. But see, they had to puff themselves up, wearing their palastrophes and fancy garments and... Oh, boy, did they overdo it.
Yeah.
Long sleeves and their garments dragging the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But teach you verse, chapter 23, verse 12. And it says, whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased.
Yeah.
Did Yahshua exalt himself? Hallelujah. Did he come? He had his, if I can say, understand my phraseology, he had a purpose. Hallelujah. But it was not his purpose. He had a purpose. Hallelujah. We have a purpose, saints. But what is your purpose? Is it his purpose? Hallelujah. Is it this same purpose? Hallelujah. Because he did have a purpose. He did have a job that he had to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Exalt himself shall be abased. And it says that he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. Hallelujah. Wasn't that a wonderful message that Elder Bynum brought to us about being humble? Hallelujah. Have we had put that into practice? Being humble, being submitted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, in order for Yahshua HaMashiach to do what he did, he had to be humble. Hallelujah. And he must have the true Ahava of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Or he would not able to go to the state.
Right,
hallelujah. Hallelujah. The salvation of Adam of man would have been a failing thing.
Sure,
without those elements.
That's the truth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That is the truth.
Hallelujah.
That is the truth. Hallelujah.
Verse 13. It says, but woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, pretenders, fakes, false ones. Hallelujah. It says, for you shut up the kingdom of the Shemayims against men. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. For you neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you or let you or allow or do you allow them that are entering, and that's something, to go in. See, that's how much of a hindrance, whether you realize it or not, that a person that is not for real, that is phony, that is fake, that's how much of a hindrance. If I can say a wrench in the car, that kind of person or that kind of spirit, hallelujah, will have. That's the effect. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Verse 14. He says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you devour the widows' houses. Hallelujah. Those that cannot fend for themselves. Those who had a head, that who had a leader, and now is there no more, but you devour them. Their tenderness. You take advantage of them. Hallelujah. That's what one will do when there is a false ruah, a false spirit in the midst. When there's a hypocrite one, a false one. Hallelujah. Take advantage of those that are weak. Hallelujah. And it says, and for pretense, take long prayers. Therefore, you shall receive a greater damnation.
That's what he said.
Because of that. The hypocrites. Those who walk falsely and try to hide amongst the house of Israel.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That presents themselves higher. Hallelujah. Help me, y'all. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. I've done that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Try to set my little throne upon the throne, above the throne of Yah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Verse 15. It says, woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites.
Yes.
It says, for you compass sea and land. You go across great lengths. Hallelujah. To make a proselyte or a follower. And when he is made, it says, you make him twofold.
Yes.
Twofold. Nice. More. A child of hell than yourself. Well, that's saying a lot. To me, that is saying that one that is a hypocrite is a child of hell.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that one that try to conform one to his way, and that something makes that follower a twofold more child of hell than himself. Hallelujah. And I'm showing you what the ruah of a hypocrite would do, saints. Hallelujah. Of a false one, of a fake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go to Jacob, James, chapter 1, verse 22. Let's be for real, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yah has invested so much in us not to be for real. Hallelujah. Not being one that wants to please. He's not going to make you. I'm going to let you know that right now. If you're not going to be one, if you're not here to strive, hallelujah, for that excellence, then don't hinder me. Don't hinder us. Like I've said before in past messages, just go on.
Yes, go on.
Hallelujah.
That's
just go on. Don't be a hypocrite. You don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to pretend here.
That's right.
Hallelujah. If you are what you are, be what you are, but you're not going to be in the house of Israel.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on,
because in Scripture, it was those kind of people that was cast out amongst the commonwealth.
Yeah.
It's the pretenders that held fast to that to the wicked things or the perverse things that Yah said not to have. It was them, those that were not real, those that aren't real. Let's be real, saints. Let's be for real. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. It says in Jacob, James chapter 1, verse 22. Now listen, it says, but be you doers of the Torah. Of the word.
Yes, that's what he said.
and not hearers only. Now, how often, just be free with yourself, saints. How often have we heard and have not obeyed? How often have the word gone forth and we go out gleeful hearing, but then we don't obey? Let's not be doers, but hearers. Let's be doers. Hallelujah. Let's be hearers, but let's also do and obey what we hear, saints. Hallelujah. And it says, after the quote, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we can get so deep into this false thing that we actually deceive ourselves. Hallelujah. But don't you know that a hypocrite, the ruah of a hypocrite, or the spirit of a hypocrite is a deceiving spirit anyways. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 23. And it says, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, it says that he is like a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he beholds himself and he goes away and straightway almost immediately forgets the manner of man that he was. Hallelujah. Or forget what he saw in that mirror, so he had to go back and look again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, first, if a man knows who he is, he don't have to go back and look again. He's sure. Hallelujah. Yahshua knew who he was. Why? Because he is sure. We shouldn't have to keep going back. And if I can say, keep seeing ourselves. Okay. It went forth. Here I am. All right. Then I go forth. And then you forget what was revealed unto you or what was seen. Hallelujah. We should be able to move on, saints. Hallelujah. 25, verse 25. It says, but whoso looks into the perfect Torah of liberty, of justice, it says that, and continues therein, he being not a forgetful hearer. Don't have to keep going back. But a doer of the work, laboring. Hallelujah. This man shall be what? Blessed in his deed or what he put forth his hand to do. Hallelujah. So we're going to be blessed, saints. Hallelujah. If we do what is, I don't want to say asked of us, but us being the servants or being the disciplined ones, it is our reasonable service to do what we should do. Hallelujah. That's all he asks of you. It's to do what he asks. Hallelujah. That's a reasonable. That's fair. Hallelujah. He's not telling you to go and jump off the tallest mountain or dive into the deepest river or obtain the riches of this life. But he just asks you simply just to do what I command you. Hallelujah. And be a hearer. Hallelujah. Don't be one that hears now and then you forget what you have heard and have to go back or look into that mirror because you have forgotten. Hallelujah. But let's be ones that hear and that do that we can press on and move on, saints. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah. It says in verse 26, it says, if any man seems to be religious, hallelujah, and bridles not his tongue, but deceives his own lip, the scripture said that this man's religion is in vain, or what he believes in, or what he trusts in. Hallelujah. Is in vain. It's no good. Let's move on. Verse 27. But to be a pure worshiper, it says religion, to be a pure worshiper and undefiled before Yahweh, the Abba, is this. Now listen. Now this is what this is the opposite of what the scribes and the Pharisees, the hypocrites, a false one would do. It says, visit the fatherless and the widows, not take advantage, hallelujah, in their affliction, in their trials, and keep himself unspotted from the world. That sums up a lot right there. Hallelujah. 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 Let's go to 2 Yaakov, James, chapter 2, verse 1, I'm going to begin reading. Hallelujah. Yes, Yahweh. I pray it's been an inspiration, saints, because this is something that's kind of been on my left. Hallelujah, because we must always be in check, saints. We cannot let down our defenses because you will be overtaken. Hallelujah. And if we're overtaken by the little things, when things really become tough and things, hallelujah, are really intense, you're not going to stand. Hallelujah. We should actually be out of the exercise process. Hallelujah. We should be gearing up and ready for battle. But we still are in the exercise. Hallelujah. 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 For you to be skillful with this war, you must be taught the exercises and drills that we must do to be skillful. Hallelujah. So let's redeem the time, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's put forth a greater effort. Hallelujah. Now, right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Verse 1. It says, my brother, my brethren, my brother, have not the faith of our master, Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Yahweh of splendor. It says, with respect of persons. Okay? Because it's not going to work. It says, for if there come to your assembly a man with a gold ring and bright apparel, and there come also a poor man in a veiled raiment, verse 3, and you have respect to him that wears the bright clothing. Well, why would you have respect to him? Because they're favored. Hallelujah. It should not be favoritism. Hallelujah. Just because one has something that the other don't have. Hallelujah. But we should all be the same here, saints. Hallelujah. I mean, we should be striving for the same purpose, the same thing. Hallelujah. We're all workers, and we should all know each other. Hallelujah. As workmen amongst ourselves. Hallelujah. We should not have respect even to the world. Hallelujah. Over those which are in the house of Yah. Hallelujah. A bright clothing, saying to him, sit here in this place, in this tough place, and say to the poor, you stand there. Or you can sit down over here at my footstool, at my footsteps. That should not be so, saints. Hallelujah. But if you have the ru'ah of a hypocrite, of a false one, that is the kind of ru'ah you operate in. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. That's not what I said. We're reading straight from the Torah here. Hallelujah. So just hear and obey. That's all you have to do. Hallelujah. Verse 26. It says, but you have despised what? The poor. Hallelujah. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seat? Verse 27. Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which we are called? Come on, saints. Your kin folks, if they're not walking in the Torah of Yah, if not, they're not striving for what you're striving for. And there are those in the house of Israel, hallelujah, that operates under this spirit, saints. Hallelujah. They blaspheme the name by which we are called, which we are appointed, or which we are saved by. Hallelujah. They don't take comfort in knowing that one day Yahshua HaMashiach is going to come again. All they're going to do is mock. They're going to scoff. Hallelujah. And especially if you're not one that stands on the true word of Yah, and it's not for real. I mean, your example here, and when you walk out there, let me rephrase that. When you walk in the Torah of Yah, right here, when you're out there, it will shine even the greater. Why? Because there's darkness out there. Hallelujah. Among the light, those who have light, the light just becomes brighter. But out there in the darkness, when we go out, when Brother Dale goes out, he's a light out there. Hallelujah. The excellence of Yah shines forth. When Brother James go out there and is working, the excellence of Yahshua HaMashiach shines forth in the darkness. Hallelujah. But there's no power Hallelujah. If you try to start a little fire or have a fake light, and then you go out there a month, so what are they going to see? They're not going to see anything. Hallelujah. They're going to look at you and say that they're no different than we are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Carrying a little flickering flame because you don't have the oil, the Ruach, HaKodesh, it goes out. And there you are amongst them in dark, blending in with the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Let's go on. Hallelujah. Verse 28, let's go to verse 4. He said, are you not then partial in yourselves? Yes. And are become judges of evil thoughts? Verse 5. He says, hearken, my beloved brethren. Has not Yahweh chosen the poor of this world? Hallelujah. Rich in emunah and faith. And hearers and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that what? Ahava, that love him. Verse 6. Said, but you have despised the poor, and do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats. Verse 7. And do not they blaspheme the worthy name by which you are called. 8. It says, if you fulfill the royal Torah according to the scriptures, it says that you will love your neighbor. Isn't that something? You see how we're circling right back around what we started with. If you have, let me read that again. Isn't that something? The royal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That which is set apart. That is esteemed high. Hallelujah. Isn't the king esteemed? Hallelujah. Among his servants. Hallelujah. But it says, if you fulfill the royal Torah according to the scriptures, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And what else does it say? And do what? Tough. Do well. Do good. Not good, but do tough. Hallelujah. Verse 9. But if you have respect to persons, it says you commit sin. Hallelujah. You commit sin. And are convinced of the Torah as the transgressors.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to walk in that way. Follow that path, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kephar, Peter, chapter 2, verse 17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be for real, saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let's strive. Let's fight in this warfare. Hallelujah. To obtain the royal, hallelujah, gift. And what is that? It's the Torah. It's Yahshua. It's the word. Hallelujah. Yahshua HaMashiach. 2 Peter, Kephar, chapter 2, verse 17. I'm going to begin reading as I begin to close this, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, these are wells without water. These hypocrites, these false ones, pretenders, fakers. These are wells without water, clouds that are carried with a tempest, and whom the mist of darkness is reserved forever. Verse 18. It says, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, it says this, that they allure through the lust of the flesh. When you operate in that spirit of the hypocrite. It says, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Who live in error. Verse 19. While they promised them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. Of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. Verse 20. For if after they escape the pollution of the Olam of the world through the knowledge of our Master and Savior, Yahshua HaMashiach, it says they are again entangled therein and overcome. The latter end is worse with them than it was in the beginning. Hallelujah. So you must be real. Hallelujah. You must stand. We can't fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we follow, hallelujah, the Torah, which is laid out. Hallelujah. It is the instructions laid out. It is our lifeline, saints. Hallelujah. That reminds me. In the tree work that we do, it's a very dangerous job. It really is. You can't be empty-minded. All your tools must be there. Everything must be checked prompt before you go into the tree. I mean, I've been in trees anywhere from 75, 80, 90 feet tall. And you can't get to the top of that tree because you must, you know, when you're in a tight spot, you can't just drop that tree anywhere. That'd be easy. But you got to make, and it's an effort, and it's strenuous. You have to climb to the top, and then you work your way down. But you have to have the right equipment. You can't get up there and oops, and the safety line's got a nick in it, because you need that to get back to the bottom. Hallelujah. So everything must be in check. Everything must be line upon line, precept upon precept. Everything has a line. There must be communication. Everything has to work properly for the job to get done without anyone getting hurt. Yeah. Hallelujah. Any loss of life or anything like that. And that's what the Torah is. It is our lifeline. Hallelujah. Yeah. Not only do you use that lifeline when you come down the tree, but you use that same lifeline when you're going up the tree. Well, what is a lifeline, Deacon Horn? Well, let me express to you what a lifeline is. Yeah. You have what's called a carabiner. And all that is, not a carabiner, but a lanyard. And all that is a rope that goes around the tree, okay? And your weight with that lanyard keeps you held to the tree. And you have spikes. Okay, now that holds you to the tree. That's all it does. But if your spike slips, you can still slide down the tree even with your lanyard on. Hallelujah. So you must have the lifeline, which we call the lifeline, which is it's the main rope that we use. It ties to our middle. So if we do slip, it holds us. Hallelujah. And that's what the word of Yah do. Hallelujah. If your spike slips, if you don't have it on just right, you have the lifeline. You can always go back to the Torah. Always. If you slip and fall, the lifeline of Yahshua HaMashiach is right there to keep you from hitting the bottom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you must have it on you at all times. I've been in situations where, you know, at the beginning, I know better now. You know, then we're understanding more, you know, better equipment. Yes. We used to go up without that. Without that. Hallelujah. Yeah. Have you ever gone up or started on something without this lifeline? Oh, yeah. And what happened? You fall. Yes. Hallelujah. You fail. Yeah. All because you don't have the lifeline. Yes. Hallelujah. So let's stand on this precious promise, this lifeline, saints. Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Let me read on. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, where did I stop at? Hallelujah. Bless you, Abba. Bless you, Abba. Hallelujah. Okay, let's go to verse 21, 2 Kephah, chapter 2. It says, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, hallelujah, than after knowing the way, that they have known it to turn, hallelujah. Isn't that what the disciples did when I read earlier? They followed Yahshua HaMashiach. Yes. Hallelujah. And they said that this is a tough thing. Who can do it? Then you find many of them turning and going back. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. After they have known it, to turn from the Kodesh commandments delivered unto them. Verse 22. It says, But it is happened to them according to the true proverb. What is that? It says the dog is turned to his own vomit. Not somebody else's vomit. His own vomit. Hallelujah. And the sow, the pig, which was washed to her wallowing, to turn back again into the mire. Hallelujah. Which was once washed. Hallelujah. And to turn and go back and wallow in the mire again. Hallelujah. Let's not do that, saints. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to fall. Hallelujah. I don't want to walk as I'm 28 years old. I see many men my age, even men older, men younger. I mean, they don't have any kind of law in their mind. Hallelujah. They don't care about the law. Hallelujah. The law is a farce thing from them. They break all the rules. Hallelujah. do whatever their wicked hearts and minds conjure up. That's what they do. Hallelujah. I got four more verses. Let's go to Corinthians chapter 5. We're going to begin at verse 5. Hallelujah. I pray this is inspiration, saints, because it's fresh to my life that I to press on. Hallelujah. To be for real with y'all. That this is a faith walk. Hallelujah. That we have the substance. Hallelujah. We have what it takes. Just having that emunah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can move mountains. We can overcome. Hallelujah. Verse 5 in Corinthians chapter 5. Hallelujah. It says, now he that has wrought us for the selfsame thing is Yahweh.
Yes.
It said, who has given to us the earnest of Ruah, a spirit. Hallelujah. Bless Yahweh for that. Verse 6. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whether we are at home in the body,
yeah,
it says that we are absent from Yahweh. All right? Verse 7. It says, because what? Because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My last verse. And it says in verse 8, we are what?
Confident. Yes.
Hallelujah. I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't Yahshua kind of give a prelude to that in the beginning when I read? Hallelujah. He said, if I go up from this body, which is worthless, hallelujah. If you see the Son of Man go up, then which was he before? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body. Hallelujah. Why? And to be present with Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bless you, Yahweh. Hallelujah. So let's not count these lives. Hallelujah. Unless it's for the purpose. What purpose? That same purpose that Yahshua had, HaMashiach had. What? To please the Abba and all that he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Didn't he suffer? Hallelujah. The beatings, the mockings, the piercing. Hallelujah. He wasn't concerned about this physical body, but what he had to do and what he was sent to do. And I bless Yahshua. Hallelujah. But first of all, I bless the Abba. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For that great work which was accomplished. Hallelujah. On that stage, saints. Hallelujah. And we're going to all have to come to that point. Hallelujah. We're not going to make it there. We're going to fall somewhere in between if we're not for real. Hallelujah. Scripture says that a false balance is an abomination. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's throw off the scale all those things that, hallelujah, holds us down. Hallelujah. And put the things of the Ruah of Yahweh on that scale. And I guarantee you, no matter which side you put that on, it will always be even. There will always be a balance. No matter how much you use, where you at, hallelujah. As long as the Torah will always be a balance, saints. So let's be for real. Hallelujah. Let's walk earnestly. Hallelujah. Striving. Hallelujah. Fighting. That we be tough soldiers in this battle. Hallelujah. That we can ascertain that which he has set up for us. Hallelujah. And you will never be able to understand that in this physical realm. But when we pass from this life, hallelujah, we will see the great riches. Hallelujah. And that magnificent kingdom, hallelujah, that Yahweh has created for those that walk in his Torah and them that obey him. Hallelujah. Y'all brought you saints. Hallelujah. Bless you, y'all. Hallelujah. Bless you, y'all.
Well, the brothers, as they labor to go out and work, and the generosity and their kindness, their gifts, their forthright, with integrity and honesty, That is a tremendous blessing.
Hallelujah.
Especially in an hour whereby everyone is taught to be selfish, to be greedy, to be self-consumed with one's own personal agenda. As Deacon Horn brought out unto us, there's an agenda that supersedes all of our agendas. Reveal the greatness of the power of Yahweh, His plan and His purpose that shall be revealed in the light of Yahshua for the reason of the creation of the entire earth and man and the election of Yisrael as a people that shall serve Him to honor Him and to show forth the excellence of His praise, and His name shall be esteemed highly in the earth, and all men shall know that He is the Most High, that He is the Great One and the Mighty One. So let us rejoice in His imats, His truth, for it is the power that breaks the shackles of our minds and make us free, that we can really, as Deacon Horn implored us, to not to be phony, hypocrite, and not to have the spirit, falsehood, shekah, really shekah, one of deception and lies, and falsehood and phoniness. But that we should be genuine and sincere unto Yah. Because in doing that, it is the only way we can be sincere with our brothers and our sisters. And having that ahava, that great, great sincere love. That's what the ahava. It is one of sincerity, and it is one that it is not felt with the senses of the flesh. But it's a great, greater sense that we walk in that great love. Because when we see one another, we see the very presence in the body of Yeshua. And it caused our hearts to be given over unto them even in a greater fashion. So let us walk in the light. This is Matt. And we walk in that we shall show forth the excellence of His power. And that is, as He warned us, we will not sin. We will not go against the Torah of Yah. But it will be a great delight in the inward parts of Yisrael. We do delight in His truth tonight. We brought all of you that are listening tonight on the live stream, where you're listening from. We do Todayah for your visitation here tonight. We pray, and we know that the words was a blessing to you, because it was imat, it was truth. And it came out of the scroll, the book of life. And it opened the door to greater wisdom and understanding. That if we simply follow this roadmap that was opened up unto us, that we shall enjoy the greater riches of Almighty Yahweh. So we know you that are joined us on live stream. We know that you have been blessed tonight. And we pray that this word will be a strength as you battle the challenges on tomorrow. And even as we leave from this place, then it becomes to try to snatch that truth out of our lives that calls us to walk in a pathway that leads us into the errors and calls us to walk, as Deacon Horn reminded us, as the scribes and the Pharisees. They're full of lies and deceptions. They are men of untruths, and they walk in all kinds of falsehoods and deception. May Yah barak you all. May the Eshah, the happiness of Yah, fill the heart of all Yisrael. Let us stand to our feet. Todayah for all things, and all things we give Him. Todayah for the great riches and that revelation of truth, that light that Yahshua brings into our life when this imat, this truth, the omein, the confidence of Yah is revealed unto Yisrael. And all things we do barak you our Abba for your imat, your truth. We pray that this will fill the love of Yisrael, and we shall go on the strength and the power of this bread tonight. For we have ate, we have drank of the body of Yahshua and the dam, the blood. And we know that in that we have life. So we shall take this bread, and it shall be the strength for our bodies as we go from this place, this tabernacle. As you give us opportunity to rise in the morning, we shall barak you. We shall esteem your name highly, because you are the great one. You are the mighty one of Israel. We ask these blessings upon those that are listening on the live stream, those that heard the word tonight, to be enriched and blessed. We ask it all in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cried, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah.